Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 23rd. I'm reading from the New International Version this week. We're picking up in Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 11. Then we'll go over to Matthew and continue on in the Sermon on the Mount. And then we'll go to Proverbs chapter 23, because today is the 23rd day of January. Let us listen intently to the Word of God, because this is God's Word for us, and it is a word of love. Joseph's Dream, Genesis 37, 1 through 11. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family line. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made an ornate robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Our second reading today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 37. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, 'Anyone who divorces his wife must give a certificate of divorce.' But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her a victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." Our third reading today is Proverbs chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. The story of Joseph reminds us of how complicated we are as humanity. We see Joseph as a Christ figure, someone who saves those around him. But we also in this story see him as a little bit maybe aloof, who doesn't know that they shouldn't share that kind of dream with their brother. Perhaps he wanted to make them jealous. And so there was something in his heart there that needed to change. And over time it did change, because as we read the end of the story, he and his brothers are reconciled in the end. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is taking us to a deeper understanding of the laws that have been shared on adultery or divorce or on oaths. And Jen Wolgan reminds us that adultery happens when anger and contempt have festered in the life of a relationship. And so it begins in the heart, and it is rooted in nursed anger. And so I just ask the Lord to help us all, not just in our marriage relationships, but in each relationship that we enter, that we would not allow anger to be nursed, that we would get rid of it, and that ultimately we would look to Jesus, who is our example and our provision. Because of Christ, God is not angry with us. In verse 35 of Matthew chapter 5, there's a little snippet about the great king. I want to read it for you again. Jesus is talking about not swearing by earth, for it is God's footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Initially, those around would have imagined that to be David. And David was a great king, but he was not a perfect king. We look to the only wise, only just, only most merciful King Jesus. And so in this veiled language, he is relating the fact that he, as king, will come into Jerusalem to give his life as a sacrifice for us. Which leads us to our memory verse. Does anybody remember what book of the Bible it's in? John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Glenna Marshall, in her book on memorization, encourages us to pair our memory work with a daily task that you never skip. So after a few weeks or months of doing this, you'll find that your mind automatically goes to the text you're memorizing while performing these daily rituals. So think about it this way: as you're taking a shower, maybe put the memory verse on a piece of construction paper in a Ziploc bag and hang it on your shower caddy. Or while you are washing dishes or preparing a meal or folding laundry or standing in line. I hope that you have a wonderful Thursday. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word, and I thank you for the community of faith that we find ourselves in. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are on our prayer list, who come to mind quickly. We lift their names to you. We lift our hearts to you. Open our mouths, Lord, today, and put praise on our lips for you and for others. Teach us to use words that are healing and not words that cause division. Help us, Lord, not to be angry with one another. Lord, help us to just have righteous anger, anger about your will being transgressed and not our will being transgressed. Continue to work in all of our relationships for your glory and for your kingdom come. And Lord, help us to be a people who seek your blessing more than just material wealth. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.